to the new and improved Relationship Doctor podcast. I'm Dr. Rachel Vanderbilt, and I'm providing advice backed by relationship science to help make your relationships healthier and happier. In today's episode, we'll discuss cohabitation, specifically the consequences of moving in together before marriage. When I moved to Florida for graduate school, my boyfriend at the time moved across the country with me. In my first semester, I took a course on the communication theories of close relationships. In that class, we were shown data from the 1980s and 1990s, which indicated that moving in with a romantic partner without being married was associated with an increased risk of divorce. I remember panicking. My boyfriend and I were currently living together, and most of my classmates were living with their romantic partners too. Were we all doomed to heartache? Since 65% of adults in the United States agree that it's a good idea to live with a romantic partner before getting married, these findings were surprising. But when a team of researchers probed deeper into the data, they identified a reason for the negative effects of premarital cohabitation. They called this phenomenon sliding versus deciding. Turns out that living together before marriage isn't inherently bad. Instead, it's the content of conversations around moving in together prior to marriage that impacted the success of their relationship. Specifically, people who slide into living together communicate about the implications of doing so beforehand. To understand these differences, let's consider two couples. Our first couple, Kate and Jake, have been dating for about a year. They each have their own apartments, but Kate has found her apartment to be a little small. She already spends all of her time at Jake's apartment because it's bigger, in a nicer area, and is generally more comfortable. Slowly over time, Kate has moved the majority of her stuff into Jake's place. The time rolls around for Kate to renew her lease, and since it would be easier to just move the rest of Kate's stuff over to Jake's house to save some money on rent, they decide to move in together. Our second couple, Morgan and Frankie, have also been dating for a similar period of time. They each have their own apartments, but spend a considerable amount of time at Morgan's place. Similar to our first couple, Morgan's apartment is much nicer and more comfortable than Frankie's. When the time comes for Frankie to renew their lease, the couple sit down and discuss their future. Yes, they talk about the practical implications of moving in together, like saving on rent, but they also identify that by moving in together, they're moving towards getting engaged. Both Morgan and Frankie would like to get married and agree that this is a step towards that goal. Morgan is just starting a new job, so they make it clear that getting engaged may not happen for another year, but that they fully intend to move towards marriage in the future. Our first couple, Kate and Jake, are what we would call sliders. They moved in together for largely practical purposes. If they felt it would have implications for their relationship, that went unacknowledged in their conversation. Morgan and Frankie, however, are deciders because they communicated that moving in together was the next step in the journey of their relationship and set reasonable expectations for when their relationship would move forward. They're both clear on their plans for the future. Why is this distinction important? Well, while Morgan and Frankie are on the same page about the direction of their relationship and can be confident that their partner feels the same way about their future plans, Jake and Kate are not. In a few months' time, Jake starts to question whether Kate knew that by moving in together, they were assessing marital compatibility. For Jake, the move was for more than just practical reasons, while for Kate, it was largely a matter of convenience. Now, doubt starts to form, and the need to address those doubts looms over every interaction in the relationship. More recent research has been unable to replicate the negative outcomes from premarital cohabitation alone, which can be attributed to the societal normalization of living together before marriage. However, the difference between sliding and deciding still persists to this day. Recent studies have found that people who decide to live together before getting married report being more dedicated to their partner, being happier in their relationships, and have fewer instances of cheating compared to their sliding counterparts. According to the data, the negative impacts of sliding into living together before marriage persist across different age groups, education levels, religious affiliations, household incomes, and more. The bottom line is that nothing in a relationship can overcome the effects of poor communication. Effective and regular communication about the state of a relationship is an important component to a healthy and satisfying partnership. So, what kind of things should you discuss with your partner before moving in together? Here are some big questions to consider. Do you both want to get married? If so, is that something you anticipate happening soon or in the future? How about getting engaged? Do you have a time frame for when that might happen? If you don't have kids, ask about whether this would impact your plans for future children. Do you and your partner want children at all? Does the decision you are discussing impact how many children you want or when you can start the process of having children? Ask about the financial implications of this decision. Do either of you have debt? And are those debts significant? Do you want to have a joint account? Who is responsible for what costs in the new household? Ask about the division of household labor and how to equitably split responsibilities. Are there tasks you would prefer to not do or to do? How often would you like to discuss the chore split? Do you want a rotating system of chores and responsibilities, or would you prefer to discuss the split every few months and reassess? Let's say you've found yourself in the same situation as Jake and Kate. You slid into the decision to move in with your partner, and now you know that this may have had negative impacts on your relationship. You can still have these conversations with your partner. It may be uncomfortable to lay out your expectations, particularly if you fear that they may not feel the same way as you. However, it's important that you do this. As uncomfortable as the conversation may be, having clear expectations about the future direction of your relationship will likely reduce conflict and increase happiness in the partnership. Relationship Doctor is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's produced by Dan Firebend, with script editing by Beata Santora. Our operations and editorial manager is Michelle Margulis. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller. And our intern is Claire Freeman. Follow Relationship Doctor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you have a question you'd like me to answer, you can email me at relationshipdoctor@quickanddirtytips.com. You can also leave me a message at 813-397-8165. Be sure to tell me if it's okay to use your voice on the show. That's all for this episode of Relationship Doctor. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.